Well, our talk in the service today is an all-age talk, which means we're expecting it to be a little bit noisy and a little bit interactive, and I trust there'll be something for us, whatever stage of life we're at. If you're here with a little one, please do bring them forward and come with them. There's some seats at the front here and at the side, and I think it'd be great if the little ones can see what's going on. And if you're Georgiana's age, you can perch with Kate there, and then Babes in Arms can sit with mums and dads along the front, and you'll be able to see what's going on. Because I've got some things to show us all today. Now, we're thinking today about the best Christmas present of all, the Christmas present which God gave to this world 2,000 years ago, a baby born in a manger. And he is a present who has been bringing joy and hope and love to countless millions ever since. And to help us think about that present, I've got two other presents which we're going to explore together. Now, ladies and gentlemen, do you ever find, like me, that you open a present on Christmas Day and sometimes you're lost for words about what to say about it? Maybe it's so surprising, so unexpected, you don't know what to say. Well, I have developed a system which allows us to say thank you for any gift. We vicars have to fill our year between Christmases somehow, and this year I've not wasted my time. I've come up with this scheme. And in my system, there are two things that you can say. The first one is, it's just what I needed. And if that saying doesn't quite work, my other one is, it's more than I ever imagined. And with those two, you'll be able to say thank you for any gift, and so you'll get even more presents next year. And very seriously, we're going to see as we look at our Bible reading as well, that those two sayings are completely true of God's gift to the world, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's test out my way of saying thank you with the two presents here. Ben, would you like to come and open this one for me? You open that up, and while he's opening it, remember the two sayings. It's just what I needed. It's more than I ever imagined. And we're going to hold it up to the ladies and gentlemen and see what they would do. So what present is this? You know what that is? Socks. Could you throw the paper in the bin? So decide for yourself, which of my two sayings would you use for this? You open the socks and you say, it's just what I needed. It's just what I needed. Let me put this up here. It's just what I needed. Well, if you've got the order of service in front of you, let's have a look at our reading from Matthew's Gospel. And in this reading, we're given two names for the Christmas child that show us his true significance. Let's have a look at verse 21, sentence 21. An angel had appeared to Joseph in a dream, and the angel said to Joseph, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, the name Jesus literally means the Lord saves. He came to rescue people. He came to save us from our sins. And that's why he really is just what we needed. You know, sometimes we think that sins are things like eating a bit too much turkey on Christmas Day or unwrapping a present before we're meant to. Not at all. The Bible tells us that sins are ways we treat other people badly. Maybe ways we're mean or ways we're selfish or unkind. But worse than that, sins are ways we treat God badly. Ways we say to God, S-I-N, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your commands. You see, the Bible tells us we live in God's world. He gives us life and everything we have. And yet often we choose to live as if we were in charge and without him. A friend of mine visited a school to give a talk about Christmas. And while he was there, he could sense that the people didn't realise they had any need for God's forgiveness. So he said to them, okay, see if you can go for 1 week without doing or saying anything unkind or untrue. And if you can, send me a postcard and I'll give you official permission not to bother with Jesus. What a risky thing to say. Well, not really. Because a week later, just one postcard came and it said, "Dear sir, I was not able. And nor am I. Nor are any of us." And ladies and gentlemen, the Bible tells us sin is so serious because God is perfect. When we're pushing him out of our lives, we separate ourselves from his friendship now and forever. And that's why Jesus is just what we needed. So for my four sitting here, I've got three pictures of rescuers to show you. And I'd like you to tell me, what do these rescuers rescue us from? And the third one is a bit of a surprise. Are you ready to see my pictures? Who would this man rescue us? He's a fireman. What would he rescue us from?
Fire.
Yeah, he saves us from fire. What about this one here? Can you tell who that is? Well, he's a lifeguard by the swimming pool. What would a lifeguard at the swimming pool rescue us from? Yes. He'd rescue you if you fall in the water. And then now we've got one more rescuer. Who's this one? And what did Jesus come to rescue us from? From sin. That's what we're learning. He came to rescue us from our sins. And you know, this child who was born in a manger, he went on to preach a message of forgiveness, to die on the cross to make that forgiveness possible by paying for our sins, and then to rise again to offer us God's forgiveness today. He really is just what we needed, because he came to save us from our sins. Now, on to my second present. Remember my system for saying thank you? It's just what I needed, or it's more than I ever imagined. Georgie, would you like to help me with this one? You can come and open that, and let me help you get started, because my wrapping is so good these days, it's quite tricky to get it out. So imagine, ladies and gentlemen, you're there with great Aunt Mildred, and she hands you a present. Last year it was the socks. She hands you the gift for this year, and we open it. Oh, it's a sticky one, isn't it? You open it up, and you were thinking, oh, it'll probably be socks again. And you saw that it was an iPad computer. And you would say to her, altogether, "Great Aunt Mildred, it's more than I ever imagined." An iPad computer, it's more than I ever imagined. Let's put our sign up here. It's more than I ever imagined. I hope you're saving these up for the big day. Now, in our Bible reading, there's another name for Jesus which we're given. And we see this one in verse 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son. And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Wow. This baby born in a manger is God come to be with us. Now, over the centuries, God had helped his people many times, but no one had ever dreamt that God, who made the universe, would come into the world to be with us. It was more than anyone had imagined for God to come into the world and be with us. Now, back in June, we had a very special visitor here to the church. Can anyone remember who we had to visit? I'll give you a clue. She's been in the news quite a lot this week. Let me show you. I wonder if you were here. We had Mrs. May, the Prime Minister, came here to St. Mary's Church to visit us. Could you just raise your hand? Did anyone see her that day? And hands down, did anyone speak to her that day? Did anyone shake her hand that day? Yeah, that's right. Now, it's pretty amazing that the Prime Minister came to our church. People might say, "I don't believe that she came." But you'd only have to ask one of those people who saw her, spoke to her, and shook her hand. Well, when God came to the world, it wasn't just a fairy tale or make-believe. No, people saw him. People spoke to him. People touched him even. And in the Bible, we have the eyewitness accounts of his life. People who heard his teaching, heard the wisdom of God. People who saw his miracles, saw the power of God. And people who saw his compassion and love, saw the love of God for those around him. He was God with us. More than we ever imagined, God coming into the world. Now, we're looking today at the start of Matthew's Gospel. At the very end of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says to his followers, I am with you always to the very end of the age. He's not just God with us back then. He can be God with us still today. If we ask Jesus to come into our lives to be in charge of us, he is God with us now, helping us in the good times and in the bad. So God's present in that first Christmas really is just what we needed, because he came to save us from our sins. And he really is more than we ever imagined, because he's God come into the world so that we can know him, and God come into our lives to be in charge. Now, as we finish, let me show you this again, folks. Imagine you were given on Christmas Day a really amazing present. What would you say to someone who gave you an amazing present? Or what might you, someone gave you a present, what might you say? You might simply say, thank you. I want us to think now as we finish, what are we going to say to God this year about his present to us, Jesus Christ? You see, some people, they hear about God's presence and they just chuck him away. Don't worry, it's only the box. But we can make that mistake with Jesus Christ. We hear about him at Christmas, we love hearing about him, and then we forget about him for the rest of the year. But actually, much better than that is to take and accept God's presence. And we do that very simply by saying, Lord Jesus, bring me your forgiveness. Save me from my sins. And Lord Jesus, be in charge of my life. Now, for many of us, this is quite new, thinking about Christmas in this way. And you might want to find out more. Do grab one of these booklets, So This Is Christmas. It's a really fresh account of the significance of Christmas. You could read this and find out more. You'd be unwrapping for yourself God's Christmas present. And these are in the foyer as a gift for us to take with us. Do join us at Christianity Explored next term. A brilliant way to examine for ourselves who Jesus is and why he came. But actually, I know that many, many of us have said yes to God's presence already. And so I want to challenge us this week. Will we treasure God's presence in our hearts and in our minds? A great way to do that is to say to God today, and to say to God each day between now and Christmas, thank you. Thank you for your gift of Jesus. He's just what I needed, and he's more than I ever imagined. Can we say that to God today? Let's pray. Boys and girls, we're going to pray. You can sit down, you can put your hands together, and we're going to say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for that first Christmas that you gave the world your son, Jesus Christ. He is just what we needed, because he came to save us from our sins. And he's more than we ever imagined, because he is God come to be with us. Thank you. Amen.